Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Thank you for hanging out with me. We're having a great visit with a new friend, Christopher McDaniel. He's with the Institute's Risk Stream Collaborative. It's an industry trade group helping the insurance industry deal with and get ahead of and become experts in the whole crypto blockchain world. Christopher, I want you to come back. We got a lot more to teach us. One of the things I'm trying to help my audience understand is how to be prepared for the first what we would call the close encounter of the first kind with a blockchain. I think it's going to come to them most of the time. Most people are going to get hit with it the first time when in an RFP. Somebody's going to send them an RFP, and they're going to say, okay, we're going to do all this on smart contracts. Hope you're prepared to deal with that. And if they're not, they can't bid. But you're making me think that maybe one of the first encounters will be through the insurance industry. Tell us about that. What do you think about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the need for blockchain is so huge in the industry. I mean, we have a number of different applications that we're building, and the efficiency gains are in the millions and millions, sometimes in the hundreds of millions of dollars across the industry. Mm-hmm. So it's so compelling. It's like if you're going to be in the insurance space, you have to be a part of this, or you're not going to be able to compete. So there's it's extremely compelling for firms to get involved and get involved now. And frankly, that's all sizes of firms. We don't just deal with the largest insurance companies. We deal with the smaller guys too.
Mm-hmm. No, exactly. But this is going to be here's what's interesting to me about this. Right now, if you had a Caesar salad this weekend, you may not know it, but a blockchain kept up with that head of lettuce all the way from when it was planted till it landed on your plate, and nobody knew
exactly.
It was good lettuce and you didn't know it, but that's what happened. They're tracking your romaine lettuce on blockchain, or your carrot radishes, or whatever. But what's going to happen is if it hasn't already happened, is somebody's going to be a customer of an insurance company, and all up in that business is a blockchain, but they won't even know about it. What do you think? Would that be the first close encounter? Will be something they won't know about?
Yeah, I think it definitely will. And frankly, if we're doing our job right, it should be invisible to the end user. They should just enjoy better customer service, a better experience, a faster experience than they have before. So, if we're doing our job right, it should be invisible to them.
And let me write some of your marketing material. Dear customers, because of our adoption of blockchain, we've been able to offer you better rates and more dividends in the mutual companies or whatever, and all because of the beauty of a blockchain. What do you think about that language?
Absolutely correct.
And so it's going to happen,
correct.
Isn't it? Within five years, you'll see that.
It is. Oh yeah, absolutely. And to use your lettuce example there, right now the lettuce being tracked from the farm all the way to your plate right now, it's a big insurance policy to ensure the freshness of it. Now with blockchain, we'll be able to track that every step along the way,
right.
And it will be insured. When it's sitting in a warehouse, the level of insurance will go down. If it's traveling through Death Valley in a truck that the refrigeration breaks down, the insurance is going to go up.
Right.
So it will be very tailored, and by being tailored to the need, it will reduce the overall cost to the end consumer.
including liability, because if you're insuring a company against possible contamination risk, well, if the we know most contamination is isolated in one area. If we can isolate that, then we're going to have we're going to be able to settle this thing quicker, and we won't spend as much for risk, right?
Exactly. And you hit on something very important there, Jim. And I want to point out, because of, it's not necessarily obvious, but where the blockchain by itself is extremely powerful. Where it just goes off the chart is when it's combined with Internet of Things.
There you go.
But that means that there's a smart sensor on that truck or on that pallet of lettuce. You know,
this is take your breath away stuff, folks. Buckle up. Hey, thank you, Christopher. Good job today. Come back soon.
Great. Thank you very much, Jim. I appreciate it.
Christopher McDaniel with the Institution Risk Stream Collaborative. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.